I love how everybody talks about Cambodia because I'm not a facts type person, and I'm the most touchy-feelyest person you'll ever meet. And Teresa was my roommate, so there you go. So I thought that was kind of funny. The other thing is, I was almost kind of excited about talking, and that's not me either. So God's growing me up as well. Just the fact that I'm living in the same neighborhood I grew up in. My child is attending the same schools I attended. You could say I don't get out much. And within the last 2 years, I've been to Nicaragua, India, and Cambodia. That's God. So he just changes you. You can't help it. You can't stop it. It just happens. And believe me, I'm fine not getting out. I'm fine being a simple-minded person. God just keeps nudging me and pushing me and stretching me. And we discussed, I think it was in India, that God kind of calls leaders to this kind of thing. And I wasn't relating because I'm a follower, and we all agreed that I'm a follower. I like that too. Well, this trip, they had me speak. I was one of the speakers, and it was on Friday. Now, the first week was all teachers training, and I was having a blast because I was running around for people and not in the light, and I was just having a blast. And the next week came, and VBS came, and it started. The nightmares at night. Wednesday, I actually got sick. I was just like burning up, but I didn't want to say too much. So I'm like, Lord, I know I'm speaking Friday. I've got nothing. And I know you want me to be prepared, right? And what I learned from this trip is I cherish our Christian family. They prayed for me. I asked for prayer all the time. Teresa's a prayer warrior, and she just was my roommate. And I just love being prayed for. I needed it. And the people are just so awesome. I just don't see how Christians can be by themselves. They have to be with a family. You need that. And anyway, and I was getting all kinds of encouragement from the team on how they would help me and all that. And I'm thinking, well, that's great, but I got nothing. And finally, Jerry Coronado said, Jerry, God's grace is sufficient. And I thought, oh, okay. I like that. And I was going with that. And then I had to pack my Bible because we were having to leave to VBS to go to another place. And Teresa said, I'm going to keep mine if you wanted to just read and meditate on Thursday night. And I said, absolutely. So being as spiritual Teresa is, she had all these side notes and stuff, and I'm reading them because I'm not so spiritual. But one jumped out at me, and it was God's grace is sufficient. And I went, oh my gosh, okay. So Friday came, and the skit went, and the kids just loved it. And I got up there and did my thing. I don't really remember what I said or anything. But after I was done, I thought, I can't believe I got so worked up over such a little thing. But when you're being stretched, you don't realize it at the time. This is no big deal to God. And it was like, oh my gosh, and it was all good, and I thought, that is so dumb. And so even like being asked to speak here, I really didn't even put up that much of a fight because I know God is going to get me through it, So through this whole thing, He's growing me and changing me and molding me and shaping me to be more and more like Him. And I'm so thankful because there's always going to be something more. A couple of things, though, I did want to say about Cambodia that stuck out for me was some of the pictures you'll see some of the kids with lightened hair. And I was thinking, oh, that's so pretty. I was thinking the sun did it or something. And I think it was Marianne that told me it was malnutrition. So I didn't think it was so pretty anymore. And so that stuck out to me. And also, as I mentioned before, being in the other places, the other countries, this one stuck out to me as real poverty. This one, it took a lot for me to, okay, well, I know they're poor, but they do have a little house or something, And it takes a lot for me to really, really think of nothing and this was it. This was so far. God showed me they just really have nothing. We had a lot of naked kids running around and stuff. But you know what? What I love most of all is how God loves the world. I mean, we say it, John 3:16, God so loved the world. And He's letting me see it firsthand and how they love him right back. And it's the coolest thing ever. And so I am so grateful to be able to just be a part of what God has planned for the world. I mean, and plus, I'm not sure how children are seen in all the other countries, how we cherish them here and stuff. I'm not sure they feel that in the other countries. So I love being able to be Jesus's hands and feet and hug and kiss, like breaking the rules. I think India, you weren't supposed to touch them. I just scoop them up. You know, I don't know. I just can't help it. They are so precious. And I know they have diseases and all that kind of thing, but you just see God shining through their eyes and stuff. And it's awesome.